Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Apologist segment of Arc Studies Live. I'm your host, Rick Young. Arc Studies Live is the blogcast radio outreach of the Apologetic Research Center. Arc is a Christian ministry specializing in evangelism, Christian apologetics, and counterculture studies. For more information about Arc, go to the World Wide Web at www.arcstudies.org. Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of Arc Studies Live. I'm your host, Rick Young. During this edition of Arc Studies Live, I'll be continuing my series, Another Jesus, taking a look at the Jesus of the cults. To participate in the on-air discussion today with your questions or comments, you can give me a call at area code 646-652-2905. Again, that's area code 646-652-2905. You can also participate via my chat parking lot. I always keep my parking lot open if you want to participate via that. Okay, let's see. We left off talking about Mormonism, and I just want to make sure that approaching today's broadcast that you have a little bit more of a understanding of Mormonism. It's been said it's the fastest religion growing in America right now. Islam is the fastest growing religion on the planet, and I'll address those in a second. But while those things are said, you know, I think it's important that we know as believers, okay, as believers of the Christian scriptures, exactly what it is that stands out and what we're up against in the marketplace of ideas. Again, the only reason that I mention those, so you rarely hear me mention, I don't think you've ever heard me mention Buddhism or Hinduism or, you know, I think I may have mentioned Hinduism once. The bottom line is, as a Christian, I am set for the defense of the gospel. And I will proclaim the gospel to all who hear, readily to all who will hear, with respect to those who agree, with respect to those who disagree. That's what we are called to do. Sanctify the Lord God in our hearts and be ready to give an answer to every man who asks with meekness and with respect. But that does not mean that, you know, we will not be adamantly set. It is my belief that Allah is the God of the Quran. It is my belief that there apparently are some gods Joseph Smith had that were the gods of the Book of Mormon. And I could go on down the list, you know. And if that's what they choose to believe, then that is their right before God and before man. But the bottom line is that where I am sent for the defense of the gospel, where ARC as a ministry is sent for the gospel, and where Christians throughout history have been sent for the defense of the gospel, is when others try to say that the things that they believe then are true of our God. The God of Islam is not the God of the Christian Bible. All right? The God of the Book of Mormon is not the God of the Christian Bible. The God of the Jehovah's Witnesses is not the God of the Christian Bible. And I know many would say as well, do I believe in a bunch of gods? Absolutely not. I believe that there's one God. There's absolutely one God. I want to give a shout out to, hey, how you doing? Michael, hope you got those, the issues you had the other day. Hope you got them all worked out relating to, I know you, there was some problem you were having with Blog Talk Radio or with some freezing. I've run into that periodically myself. So I hope you got those things worked out. Okay, so anyway, at any rate, what I want to do is I want to paint a clear picture. It's not a matter of apologetics. Isn't a matter of going after anyone. It's defense. The word itself, apologia, means to defend. And in this case, with this series, and as always, I'm set for the defense of the gospel. Let me start today's broadcast. I want to read a quote by Dr. Walter Martin. He wrote in his book, The Maze of Mormonism. It was published by Regal Press first in 1962 with, was updated and revised and enlarged in 1978. Dr. Walter Martin said, had this to say, it is evident from, and he's talking about, let me read the quote. Okay, he quotes 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And this is the same passage that I've quoted to you often enough, and it should be part of the cornerstone of your defensive weaponry. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, 14, 13 through 15. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray. Okay. That your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm reading in the chat room, and let's see. Michael, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? It sounds like the Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now? All right. All right, 2 Corinthians 11. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you've received, or a different gospel from the one you've accepted, you put up with it easily enough. And then he goes down to verse 13, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their evil, or their end, rather, will be what their actions deserve. Let's see. Okay, so it appears to be some issue. All right, Marcus, can you hear me? Michael, can you hear me? It's a conversation in my chat room where Michael says he can't hear me. Marcus, Michael, can you hear me? If one of you would, let's see. No, I'm not muted. All right, I'm assuming that you guys can hear me. Okay. All right, so if you want to participate in today's discussion, area code 646-652-2905. All right, and so the Apostle Paul is making it clear here, you know, as you find in other passages of Scripture, Galatians chapter 1, for instance, you know, individuals will always come and try to disrupt the church as it pertains to Christ. Well, Dr. Walter Martin, speaking about this, says on page 107 of the book, The Maze of Mormonism, it is evident from the apostles' warning that a counterfeit Jesus, a counterfeit spirit, and a counterfeit gospel exist in this world. And it's important for us to understand the nature of the other Jesus and how we may differentiate between him and the eternal word made flesh. Okay. Thanks, Marcus. All right. When we use the word Jesus, the understanding of who he is depends upon the listener's definition of the term. For example, the word Jesus to a Jehovah's Witness means Michael the Archangel, the first and greatest creation of Jehovah God, who became a man, died, rose spiritually but not bodily from the dead. When one is speaking with a Christian Scientist, the word Jesus becomes Jesus and Christ, Jesus being the illusion of physical or material reality as manhood, and the Christ being the true divinity of all men. The same is true with the Unity School of Christianity, metaphysics, religious science, divine science, and most other mind science groups. Okay, let's see. I am trying to read my chat here. Let's see. All right. For some reason, they are not hearing me. And I don't know what the problem is there. All right. I'm going to dial in again. Okay, let's see. What is happening here? So the show is on, but it's not streaming for some reason. All right. I'm looking at it. It's on, but it's not streaming. All right, I guess it's all right. Yeah, I had got a message to say the show was on but not streaming. So I don't know if you can hear me now. I signed off and signed back in, so I don't know how much of the broadcast was missed. All right, so I'm just going to start from the top. We have 48 minutes left in the broadcast. First, let's see. Michael, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I feel like a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? It's obviously it's a glitch in the system. Let's see here. I'm talking. Okay, so I'm actually going live, but for whatever reason, it's delayed. It's telling Mike it's waiting for the host to call in. All right, so I don't know what the glitch is. There seems to be a lag. I know that one of the gentlemen in the chat room said that he heard the intro, but he couldn't hear anything after that. Okay, if anyone can hear me live, give me a call at area code 646-652-2905. Area code 646-652-2905. Or you can drop in the chat room. Just trying to make sure that I am being broadcast before I continue. All right, well, I'm going to assume that I am, all right? Because it appears that everything, even the chat room itself, appears to be operating extremely slow. Okay. All right. So, I am in absolute agreement with Dr. And let me read again for the sake of just I want to ensure that it was her. Dr. Walter Martin, the founder of the Christian Research Institute, an author of The Kingdom of the Cults, which is a cornerstone of most Christian apologists and those who desire to be set for the defense of the gospel want to gain some understanding into what other individuals or other groups believe and or teach. Also wrote a number of other books specifically that are a lot more in depth in relating to these different groups. And one he wrote relating to Mormonism is called The Maze of Mormonism. Again, it was published by Regal Press in 1972 and revised and updated in 78. But in it, after referring to the Apostle Paul's quote concerning another Jesus and another spirit in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, if it's not distracted, this is extremely frustrating. I see where individuals are popping in and out, and it appears that I'm still not being heard. I'm going to try not to be distracted by that. Let's see. Let me type one more. Can you hear me now? And see if Michael can pick me up. Michael, can you hear me now? Well, it appears to be some type of delay as well, not only with the audio, but even in the chat room, because I noticed that I type things to him. Still doesn't hear a thing is what he just says. Still doesn't hear a thing. So I don't know what the problem is. I don't believe it is my system itself. As a matter of fact, okay, saying he can't hear me at all. Can't hear me at all. All right, if anyone can hear the broadcast, give me a call at area code 646-652-2905. And I actually just called myself. Said he does not see my picture on the chat as well. All right, let's see. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Now, I have called in live on the broadcast from my cell, and it did pick it up. Okay, it says there's just a black spot where my picture should be in my chat room. So there's definitely some issues with Blog Talk Radio today. I'm assuming that it's going to pick up in the archives, but this is extremely distracting. I know Marcus rebooted his computer. I don't think the issue is with computers. I think the issue is with, let's see, I think the issue has to do with something, some glitch in Blog Talk Radio today. Okay. I'm going to try signing out and signing right back in one more time. Please bear with me. And, you know, don't worry about losing a broadcast. You know, we'll make sure we cover the material. I just want to make sure that I'm not spinning my wheels here and being a good steward of your time. And so the whole goal of my broadcast is to have a forum with you and not to talk at you. Let's see here. Let's see what it's looking like now. Let's see here. All right, it pulled everything back up. I signed out and signed back in. All right. And please bear with me. I'm going to, let's see. Well, let me first see. Can you hear me now? Even the, I notice even my scroll bar is kind of acting up. Still can't hear things. So I don't know what the situation is here with the broadcast today. And I don't think it has anything. I'm talking to a gentleman in my, well, he's gone now. I know one of them went and rebooted his computer. I haven't seen him since. Marcus, if you're out there, give me a call. Area code 646-652-2905. Michael is refreshing. It appears that I'm on air. I'm showing, you know, my regular switchboard. But apparently he says he can't see anything. In fact, even where my picture would be on the broadcast is just a big black picture. So let's see. He refreshed his page. Let's see. Can you hear me now, Michael? I don't think he can hear me now either. So I'm not sure what it is. I think it. I'm assuming it will catch up by delay, because it appears when I signed off the first time, and I signed back on about 2 minutes later, Michael said he saw that it was waiting for the host to sign in. So it seems like there is a delay for whatever reason. All right, so he's still not seeing anything. That seems... And I don't want to sign off. Well, I'll sign off and sign on one more time. All right, let's... Okay, I'm signed back in. Can you hear me now? Still not a thing. So there appears to be a problem. What I'm going to do, because I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, he's going to try to refresh again. And if this doesn't work, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to can the broadcast for today, and we'll pick it up on Friday. We'll pick it up on Friday. Let me wait to hear from one of you out there again. If you can hear me live, area code 646-652-2905, give me a call. Okay, let's see. Michael refreshed. Let's see what he says. Okay, let's see. I'm waiting for him to respond. The chat room appears to be working pretty much in real time. I know he's still not getting anything. All right, so I'm assuming that there are some issues today, so... I want to make sure that I'm a good steward of your time. Let's see. Yeah, and he says, yeah, and I agree with the updates that they've implemented, which I think have made it a lot better. There have been some kinks, so we'll just have to. I'll pick it up on Friday. And I'll send them a note as well. And if you can hear me, send them a note, if you would, and let them know that this issue does exist. All right. So anyway, at any rate, until Friday's edition of Art Studies Live, this is Rick Young, the apologist. I'll see you next time. joining me for today's edition of Ark Studies Live. I'm Rick Young. The Apologist segment focuses exclusively on addressing your questions and comments concerning hardcore doctrinal issues relating to biblical difficulties, countercult studies, and Christian apologetics. For more information about ARC, go to the World Wide Web at www.arcstudies.org. Again, that's www.arcstudies.org.